We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Certainly a fantastic Saturday for your guys, a 42-14 victory over second-ranked Richmond. Give me your analysis of the game as you look back on it.
Well, Richmond's a real good football team, and as I told Dan after the game, I know they'll be there at the end. We had a good day, and it certainly speaks of volumes. I heard earlier one of the coaches referred to playing at home and your ability to win at home, and certainly was a great environment here for us. And, you know, our kids performed well. We handled adversity early, and we were able to create some adversity, and we made a lot of plays. And when you play against a team of Richmond's quality, you have to have a total team effort, and our coaches in their preparation and our players in their focus and energy level certainly was able to will it. You know, it was a closer game than that score. We created some big plays, but, you know, we were 9 for 12 on third down, held them to 3 to 10, 3 of 10, and then we had a 16-play, 9-minute drive in the fourth quarter that really put the game away. So, a total team effort, but certainly just one game.
Just one game, but not only makes you 1-0 in CAA play, first win for your program over a top five team, and now two wins over ranked opponents. How big for your program as you continue to build that to get two ranked wins this early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what our schedule read, and our goal is to win football games. It's certainly good. Unfortunately, you know, we've got to play a 3-0 team this week. Fortunately, we're at home again, and the CAA schedule doesn't get any easier as we move forward. So we're excited as a program. We walked off the field Saturday with a great win, but we're going to have to get back to work, which we did already this morning in our practice.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for coach, just hit star one on your keypad. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball and your ability to run the ball 221 yards on the ground against a Richmond team that was one of the top rushing defenses in FCS. Did you think going into the game that you'd be able to do that, and just talk about the success you were able to have?
Well, I knew we would not win the game if we weren't able to run the ball. You got to keep their offense off the field. You got to control the chains. They are a very, very good defensive team with a bend, don't break theory. They're not going to let you behind them. So you got to be able to move the chains in small increments, and then be able to create big plays. So, you know, certainly did not know what the result was going to be beforehand, but certainly planned on trying to run at them and, you know, do some things on the outside and get the ball in some of our speed kids' hands on the outside to make some chunks of yards.
Obviously, the leader of that group, Stacy Bedell, with a fantastic game, 100 yards and four touchdowns. Talk about Stacy's performance.
Yeah, he had a great day. Some of his best runs were 2 and 3 yards, banging in there and being patient. And, you know, he broke the long touchdown run, and they believe it was 46 yards. He made a guy miss at about 10 yards downfield, and, you know, with his speed, nobody was able to catch him. But he had, you know, made a couple good runs to get in the end zone from short distances, and more impressively, he made 2 or 3 blocks on the perimeter that got us out on some runs that were very impressive also.
Along with that running game, Joe Carbone didn't throw it a whole lot, but when he did, very efficient, 11 of 15 on the day, 155 yards and a touchdown. Talk about Joe's performance, and how much did the success you had running the ball sort of open up that passing game?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be able to, you know, keep the manageable downs and distances. I think we were able to do that for Joe. And Joe made 4 crucial third down throws throughout the game that all 4 of them created opportunities for us to keep drives alive and score touchdowns. So I thought he matured in that game. I thought he threw an interception on the second pass that he had on the third play of the game. And he kept his focus, and you know, he played within our game plan. And certainly that's what our offense wants to do, is have the quarterback be part of the plan, not the plan.
Switching sides, as good as your offense was, I think your defense just as good, holding Richmond to 32 yards on the ground and gave up some yards through the passing game, but came up with 3 interceptions. Talk about the effort your defense turned in.
Yeah, you know, we knew if we could control the football offensively and – eliminate the run game, and that's not easy to do because they can run the football and they're big and strong up front, we'd have a chance to keep their point total at a minimum. I mean, they can throw the football flat out, and the quarterback is a good player, and they've got good receivers. So you know, we were able to control the run game early. We were able to get ahead by enough, which forced them into true passing situations, which allowed us philosophically to do some different things. And, you know, in the second half, we were able to get after him and, you know, put some hits on him that he hasn't had in the first two games. And, you know, we created some turnovers. And, you know, there were three – we had three picks. We had two others that were opportunities that we had in our hands that we dropped. So we created some adversity for him and put a little pressure on him. But he's terrific, and, you know, it was just a good overall effort by our defense.
And then along with that, the third phase of the game, obviously the special teams and Sherman Alston Jr. with a huge kick return to open the second half. Talk about the return and how big that was for you momentum-wise coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, even before we get to that, we controlled the field position on all our kickoffs. Our kickoff team was phenomenal. Our punt team controlled it. Our punt return team made a play. And then, you know, we had a kickoff return that changed field position at the end of the first half. And then, you know, obviously Sherman coming out of the tunnel and, you know, lightning in a bottle. And you know, he turned the corner and he was gone. And, you know, that's that takes a 21-14 game to 28-14 and allowed us to be a little bit more comfortable in what we were doing. So just a big play. And, you know, if your three facets of your game can play, you know, competitively and not make mistakes, you're going to normally be in a chance to win the game. And, you know, that's what happened Saturday.
How proud of your guys? We had talked last week. You obviously had the big win in the opener and then a tough time at Temple, just to be able to come out against such a quality opponent like Richmond and play the way that they did. What did you learn about your team Saturday?
Well, I think we understood probably why we weren't successful against Temple. And, you know, really we didn't have the energy level in our preparation for that game during the week, during the pregame warm-up, and even during the game against Temple, and we addressed it. And, you know, certainly it's a lot easier to play at home, so that's helpful. But, you know, we were able to, I think, channel our energies correctly and, you know, understand what it takes to win a football game. And, you know, talent is one thing, but there's a huge momentum when you have adrenaline and you're excited about playing on a Saturday. And I know we say we should be all the time, but it is not easy to do. And I think we learned that, and hopefully we can continue that.
As you touched on it, it doesn't get any easier this week. You guys step out of conference, but face a team in Sacred Heart, as you mentioned, that's off to a 3-0 start. As you've started to break down Sacred Heart, what jumps out about them?
Well, they're a program that went to the NCAA playoffs in 13 and 14. They win a lot of football games. They're well coached. They got talented players. They've learned how to win games in that program, which is key. You know, they defensively, they're going to be aggressive and attack you. And offensively, they're going to spread you out and run a lot of option type of football, so which is a neutralizer to good defenses. So, you know, I think we're excited about getting on the field and preparing. We got to just stay focused, and we got to take care of Stony Brook business, which is, you know, for us is to play physical and play fast.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for your time this morning, and good luck on Saturday. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.